Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio, a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota National Guard, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System, and Beyond the Yellow Ribbon. Get updates and show information at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Your host is former Command Senior Enlisted Leader for the Minnesota National Guard, retired Command Sergeant Major Doug Wortham.
Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio, whether you're listening on a local Minnesota station, across the country on our national broadcast, or on your favorite podcast platform. We are honored to have you with us for a very special milestone edition of the program today. This week, we are proud to mark our 850th show. For more than 850 conversations, stories, updates, and moments of reflection, Minnesota Military Radio has had the privilege of sharing the voices of our military community, veterans, service members, families, and the organizations that support them. We cannot have reached this milestone without our loyal listeners, our broadcast partners, our guests, and everyone who has helped carry this mission forward. Throughout today's show, we'll talk to some of our show producers, we'll hear shout-outs from some of our key partners, and joining me to take a walk down memory lane is Minnesota Military Radio's founding host, Mr. Tom Lyons. Tom, welcome back to the program.
Doug, thanks for having me back on here, and I know that guy in the booth over there, Mr. Zach, he's helped us for many, many years, and hard to believe that this show goes back to November 1st, 2010. And we're going to talk about that a little bit, and one of our first big supporters was the Adjutant General at the time.
Yeah, it certainly was, and at the time that was Major General Rick Nash. As a matter of fact, one of the shout-outs we want to play is from General Nash. And so, Zach, let's go ahead and listen to that now.
Tom, this is Lieutenant General Rick Nash. I vividly remember our initial conversation, Tom, back in late 2010. We shared a belief that the stories of Minnesota's service members, veterans, their families, and employers deserved a dedicated voice and a platform for support services. To you and your Minnesota Military Radio team, congratulations on 850 episodes. I'm looking forward to your next milestone, the 1,000th program. Thanks again, Tom.
There it is, Mr. Lyons. I mean, that was a nice shout-out. And as you had mentioned, I mean, this show wouldn't have happened with not only the support from iHeartMedia, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, but the Adjutant General had to get behind this.
And he did, and he was introduced to me by the Adjutant General Shalito, who was his immediate predecessor. And we worked on this for a few months, and it just so happens that our first show was November 1st, 2010, and that was the date that General Nash took over as the commanding general of the Minnesota National Guard.
Yeah, and as we know, you need a great support system behind, you know, an adventure like this or an initiative like this. And one of the persons that General Nash tapped on the shoulder at that time was now retired Colonel Kevin Olson. And Tom, Kevin has a special message for us too.
First thing he had to say was, "We're going to do what?" But,
yeah.
But go ahead.
Congratulations to Minnesota Military Radio for reaching our 850th episode. I'm Kevin Olson. I still remember the day when Major General Rick Nash, the Adjutant General, told me that Minnesota National Guard was going to support this new one-hour radio program. I looked over at my office mate, Command Sergeant Major Doug Wortham. I think we both had the same thought. How are we ever going to fill an hour every week? Well, Tom Lyons and Doug Wortham, well, they proved us wrong. What started as a big commitment has become one of Minnesota's greatest voices for our service members, veterans, and military families. Congratulations on 850 outstanding shows, and here's to many more.
Yeah, another key partner early on, obviously, in Kevin Olson. And Tom, I think we should talk about kind of early on. You've told the many stories. I think it's important that we really talk about the person in the very beginning who came to you with this idea, and that was Mr. Andrew Lee.
Andrew Lee, he was the producer and running the Twin Cities News Talk, now Twin Cities News Talk AM 1130. But I had been doing some business radio called Today's Business Radio on another station, and the sales guy said, "You want to go to lunch one day?" So I went to lunch, met Andrew Lee. He had come from Texas, and down there he had done a one-hour live military show because his radio station was right outside one of the bases down there. And so we talked, and he asked me about my service in the military, and he said, "I want to do a Minnesota Military Public Affairs program, and I want you to be my volunteer host." And I said, "Well, that's impressive. Let me think about that." And he made me buy lunch, but that's another story. In any case, he was our champion. He introduced us to iHeartMedia. iHeartMedia is a national broadcaster with hundreds of radio stations all over the country. And he talked his leadership over here, and they said, let's do this. And, you know, after I talked to my wife and she didn't put me in the sanitarium, I decided, let's go talk to General Shalitoe, who was the adjutant general at the time. And I told him about the idea, and he introduced me to General Nash, and we've talked about how that happened. But Andrew Lee and iHeartMedia, without them, and without them putting us on the air for free.
Yeah.
Now, this is called a block program. It's Sunday mornings. It's 1 hour, plus the studios, plus the engineer, in this case, Zach Alverson. It cost them a lot of money, and they were demonstrating their support for the military and their families. And they've stood by it for 16 years, and hopefully you'll do this for another decade. I don't know if I'll be around that long, but 850 shows. Who thought that would happen? Yeah. And who thought we'd get to some 70 radio stations all over the state that carry the show?
Yeah.
It's tremendous.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think we should take the opportunity, you know, the guy behind the glass as we do our show, the engineer, he's a busy guy. Mr. Zach Halverson, we know that, you know, you work on the Fan in the morning. You do Minnesota Wild stuff. You work for the Wild, too. You're a busy guy, but you've been with us for many, many years. And Zach, welcome into the conversation.
Yeah, thank you, Doug. Thank you, Tom. I didn't think I'd ever do anything for 10 consecutive years, but here we are 10 years-ish later I have been spending every Thursday for the last decade with Tom and then, of course, with you, Doug. And it has been just incredible to hear the stories, to meet, you know, so many incredible people, and then having the opportunity to go overseas to some you know, meet some more incredible people, go up in the mountains, and even on the stateside to do some stuff in Washington, D.C. This has been the opportunity of a lifetime, and I'm just so incredibly proud of the work that you guys have done and that the entire crew and all the people we've had over the last 10 years have done to put together such a well-oiled machine that we have here at Minnesota Military Radio.
You know, Tom, I don't think a lot of people really understand, unless they're in this business, how much work is done behind the scenes. Obviously, we're talking to producers and Zach now and, you know, the support of iHeartMedia. Zach, you're behind the glass. You're on the board, so to speak. And, you know, we do this show and we always tell our guests, hey, we want this to be an appearance of a live show. Even though we record, we want to limit your editing. And you're back there and you're just making magic happen.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. Magic's a strong word, but you know, I'm pushing some buttons here and there. I've definitely pushed a few of Tom's buttons over the years. And,
no, Tom, say it isn't so.
No. Zach's been a fantastic engineer and a good partner. And Zach, did you imagine when you first started this, all the general officers that you've befriended, the military aircraft that you've been on, the places around the world we've been able to invite you to go with us so we can get the stories? I mean, you've been more than an engineer. You've been a great partner, and you're there through thick and thin. And I, for one, want to thank you from the deepest part of my heart. You've done a great job for us.
I appreciate that, Tom. Yeah, I just, again, this is has been really, really, really awesome. And, yeah, just that's the one thing I've certainly taken from this experience is just the amount of incredible people in the military, especially in Minnesota. Obviously, we're all biased, and the people that we have met, all the major generals, everybody just has been really, really incredible. And you know, we've had laughs in here. I've definitely been a few times here. There's been you know, some wet eyes, we'll say,
sure.
Hearing some of the stories. But all in all, it's such a testament to what you guys started, Tom, with the wonderful, the late, the great Andrew Lee. We miss him dearly. I still think about him every time I come into these studios on the Thursday. He taught me how to do this show, which is certainly he put it, built it, you know, into a very well-oiled machine. There's a lot of different little pieces here and there that you got to get done, but now it's like riding a bike. It's easy, and you guys make it easy. So thank you for having me and having me a part of this show, and just it's so awesome to come in week after week and hear the latest from the Minnesota military world.
Yeah, so Tom, we got about a minute left here, and you were smiling. I know you want to say something else.
Two quick things. Andrew Lee became not only our champion, but a great partner, and we took him on to Norway. We took him to Kuwait. We took him everywhere, and unfortunately, he suffered a heart attack and left us way too soon. I miss him. I know Zach misses him, but Zach, quick question. So a few of those general officers were trying to recruit you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what, you know, again, I don't know, maybe in this new world of tech, maybe there's some spot I could fill. But I'll tell you what, the idea of boot camp at my age now is the old basic training that probably wouldn't last too long. But who knows? You never know.
Well, you're young at heart, Zach, and, you know, just again, Tom already said it, but it's important to say again, we do appreciate everything you do, and, you know, it's often, you know, gone unsaid, but I do want to make sure publicly, you know, we appreciate everything you do to keep our show going, so thank you. Thank you again to you and iHeartMedia.
Well, thank you, Doug, and again, thank you, Tom, and keep up the great work. Let's do another another 850 days. Why not?
Roger that. Yeah. And Tom, you know what? There's another person that we'll recognize down the road that is behind the scenes guy, and that's someone that you've spent a lot of time with.
Well, he's worked with me for a couple of decades, but between Zach and Ryan Emerson, he does all the quiet work behind the scenes. Once Zach gets this recorded, gets it out to the stations, Ryan takes care of all the social media, gets it posted, gets it out to everybody, and he does so much more. But maybe another time we can have Zach and Ryan on and talk about what it takes to get all of these interviews out to the big network of stations.
Yep, well, here we are. It is radio, so we're going to take a quick break here. We'll come back, and we're going to bring in our producer from the Minnesota National Guard. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. My special host with me today is Mr. Tom Lyons, our founding host on Minnesota Military Radio. We're honoring our 850th show, and Tom, you know, having great conversations, you know, reliving how this show came to existence, great partners with iHeartMedia, obviously with Zach in the booth there, our engineer, and, you know, another one of our key partners, as we had mentioned before, of course, was or is the Minnesota National Guard.
It's really the foundation of the show because we were trying to do the Minnesota Military Public Affairs show. And when General Nash said, we're going to do this, and told Kevin Olson what we're going to do, as I said, he said, we're going to do what? And then I sat down with Kevin and his PAO NCO, one of them, was Ben Houtkooper, Sergeant Ben. And a lot of the folks on the network have heard me refer to Sergeant Ben because he was there from the beginning. He was building the website. He was with us recording. He was taking care of the program. He was doing it all. And we really didn't know where we were going to start with, but we knew we were going to tell the stories of the military in Minnesota, and we got off to a great start. And after a couple of months, Kevin Olson kind of backed off a little bit and just let us do what we were going to do.
Yeah.
Before that, first couple of shows, he had a 60-page script. He said, who are these guys? What are they going to talk about?
Yeah.
We got to control this so that they don't do anything untoward,
right,
if you will.
Exactly.
So
well,
it's been quite an adventure.
Having the support of the Adjutant General obviously is important. Started with Major General Rick Nash, then General John Jensen. We're going to hear from him at the end of the show. But our current Adjutant General, Major General Sean Mankey, is a huge supporter as well, and he sent us a quick little message. So we'll play that now, too.
Hey, good day. This is Major General Sean Mankey, and I'd like to congratulate the Minnesota Military Radio on their 850th show.
And there's General Mankey. That actually, I recorded that from him while I was in Croatia. And that episode that I recorded will play out later on in the year. But when I first got involved with the show, I was the then senior enlisted advisor turned into the command senior enlisted leader. And I had a standing segment. And, you know, we try to get all of our senior leaders from the Minnesota National Guard on all the time. And we had Lisa Erickson, command chief, and now it's Jason Rost. We've already had him on the show once or twice, and while in Croatia, I grabbed a message from him, too.
Hey, Minnesota Military Radio. It's Command Sergeant Major Jason Rost. Congratulations on your 850th show.
Huge partner, Minnesota National Guard, Tom, and we couldn't do it without their help and the help of their producer.
Absolutely, and Sergeant Ben was, as I said, here for a long, long time, and then things turn over. That's what happens in the military. People move. The people retire. People get new jobs. And a kind of a funny deal there, when you were the state command sergeant major, I think I talked to you at least every 4 weeks for like 5 years.
Yeah.
And now you're the main host for the show, and you're doing a great job. I'm happy that you're continuing the tradition of Minnesota Military Radio.
Well,
you're doing good.
It's been a lot of fun. Thank you, Tom. And let's bring in the Minnesota National Guard's producer from the Public Affairs Office. He is Lieutenant Austin Stibbe. So, hey, LT, welcome here onto the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's funny being on this side of the studio once the recording light goes red. So.
Yeah, right. I think one previous time we had a last-minute cancellation, and so you were like brand new, and and I'm like, hey, you need to help me fill like 5 minutes, and you jumped in the chair, and it's been a pretty good run. You've been with the show now for how long?
Oh, shoot. So I joined the office and joined the show in November of 24. So it's been close to 2 years now.
Yeah, coming up on 2 years.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
What was some of the advice that, you know, you took it over from Colton Rossow, and, you know, you still had obviously connections with Ben Howard Cooper at the time in the office. What kind of advice did they give you about coming onto the show?
Yeah, you know, they were kind of just telling me about how the show worked, you know, what the responsibilities of the military producer are, and the biggest things that I needed help with from Colton were how to work the Rodecaster, the mobile podcasting equipment for when we're recording offsite or if Zach is unable to record for us here in studio. I had no experience with any sort of sound equipment like that before. Before I joined the Guard full time, I was working in comms, so the writing producer questions, that kind of communication side of things was not challenging to me, but learning how to do the Rodecaster, learning how to edit, do that post-production definitely took some questions and took some practice.
Well, you know, Tom, there's a really good story related to that Rodecaster. Austin probably wants to forget about this, but last state fair, I was doing the show. We were up on the stage, and, you know, I'm in the middle of the interview, and my phone, I'm getting text messages from him. Now, he's sitting across from me on the stage, and the guests are in the middle, and I can't go to the text messaging because I've got my timer on my phone going.
Sure.
And after the segment, he says, it wasn't recording. And so we had to come back later.
Nothing worse than having to do it over.
Well, we didn't do it over.
Because we were on stage. So it wasn't like we were here and you could just sort of redo a conversation, you know.
Sorry, and so we're struggling, slide, scrambling. What are we going to do? So we went a little bit long in a different segment, but we had cut out a large portion of Major General Mankey's and Command Chief Master Sergeant Lisa Erickson's segment. And so he came into my office and we recorded, I think, like 7 minutes.
Was it that long?
Maybe,
I thought
was it
was just a couple. But
whatever it was.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Maybe it was whatever. It doesn't matter. But we had to record a little bit to make up that time and kind of talk about technical difficulties and adapting and overcome. So, but now you've been doing the Rodecaster many more times since then, and we've had no issues.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, just most recently, we were able to do the big ribbon cutting ceremony out at the Minneapolis VA, which was a fantastic time.
Yeah, and the listeners will be able to hear that episode in just a couple of weeks. It's always fun being able to sort of broaden what my average week looks like, getting to go out, whether it's things like the ribbon cutting or last year with the VA, it was the Paralympic Games.
Yeah.
To, you know, seeing the Wild headquarters and talking to service dogs.
State fair shows.
Yeah, state fair shows. MMFF Golf Classic, which is another one coming up here
in
just a couple of weeks. So being able to do that every once in a while and you know, do what's sort of different from what the rest of my role with the Guard is, it really is interesting. And
is there any one thing, Austin, that, you know, you've been able to do, experience that you're like, you know what, this is something that really makes it worthwhile?
You know, I'm a Twins fan first. I'm a really big Vikings fan. But seeing the Wild headquarters and getting to be there and interacting with those folks really honestly made me more interested in hockey even, which was good timing because that was just a bit before we got Quinn Hughes. So
yeah, right.
I think that definitely stands out to me. Truly, any of the Rodecaster shows stand out because that's where I'm the most involved. It isn't just putting together some emails and some topic sheets. You know, I really get to be immersed in
Doug, I think one of the most important things we've been able to do with the Minnesota National Guard is to follow the troops.
Yeah.
When they go to Kuwait, when they go to Norway, when they – and you've been traveling recently, but – for our listeners on all those stations, all those network stations, we're following where our Minnesota National Guard soldiers and airmen are going and giving them reports from those deployments that their troops, their children in some case, their parents in some case, are doing well, they're housed well, The military knows how to take care of themselves when they're out away. But over the years, we've been able to travel a lot, and you've been traveling a bunch in the last few years.
I have, and, you know, it's great to have the Guard, obviously, to help support so that we can go. But, you know, really, one of the big partners in that regard is the Serving Our Troops organization, because when the Guard allows that organization to bring them stakes out to wherever the troops are located, we try to go along with them just because logistically it's a little bit easier. And so, yeah, I just got back from Croatia with them. And before that, the Africa Area mm-hmm. Command of Operations and,
yep.
You know, just some great time. And
a simple thing, dinner with family, right?
Dinner with family. All right, 30 seconds, Austin. You know what? You've been doing it for almost 2 years now. You talked about the highlights. Would you change anything?
No, I mean, I would certainly have double-checked the Roadcaster recording and Stay Fair that one day. But, you know, other than that, I think it's been really good. And we've gotten one of the big things for me is making sure that it isn't just the Guard that's coming on, but a diverse group of people within Minnesota's broader military community. And I think I've done a good job of balancing that.
Yeah.
So.
Purple show, Doug.
Yeah, that's right. Another quick shout out here is from the current division commander of the 34th Infantry Division. I ran into Brigadier General Joe Sharkey while in Croatia. Here's what he had to say.
Doug, this is General Joe Sharkey. Hey, I just want to congratulate you. 850 shows on Minnesota Military Radio. That is fired up. Thanks for everything you do for the Minnesota soldiers and airmen, our veterans in the state of Minnesota. Well done.
Yeah, what a great partner. And Austin, thanks for what you do to take care of us and support Minnesota Military Radio and what you bring to us from the Minnesota National Guard. So with that, we're going to go to another quick break here. We'll come back and we're going to talk to Melanie Nelson out from the VA. She's the public affairs officer there. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Doug Wortham. Co-hosting with me today is Mr. Tom Lyons here celebrating, honoring our 850th show, Tom. And, you know, another one of our key partners is the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. And you've known the director out there for a long time.
You know, this is kind of fun today. We're going down memory lane for me. General Nash called me one day himself, and he said, Tom, I've got somebody I want you to meet. And I said, yes, sir. Who's that? And he said, well, the Minneapolis VA healthcare system has a new director. His name is Pat Kelly. He's retired Navy. He's been in healthcare his entire career, and he'd been working down at the VA in the Sioux Falls. And I'd like you to go talk to him about participating in the show. And I said, yes, sir. And I went and talked to him, and the rest is history. Minneapolis VA is part of the show.
Yeah, and you like to tell the story that, you know, anytime the Minneapolis VA has a guest on, that Director Kelly gives you feedback and he says, hey, the phones are ringing again.
Yeah, he says he can tell whatever expert we've had on, whether it's a doctor or the nurses out there are fantastic, volunteers. I mean, they got over 1,000 volunteers. But whoever we've had on, Director Kelly says, I can tell who was on. Not only do I listen to it, but the phones start ringing.
Yeah. Well,
that's proof of the pudding.
Well, let's hear from Director Kelly. He sent us a quick message as well.
This is Pat Kelly from the Minneapolis VA. Congratulations on the 850th Minnesota Military Radio Show. You have been great partners for us. Thanks for letting us be part of Minnesota Military Radio.
Yeah, and, you know, it's great to have the support from the director, but he also has to pin the rose on somebody to make sure that all those great guests you're talking about, Tom, actually get to the show, have content to bring to the listening audience. And
the one you're going to introduce was with us when we started the show.
She
was an
NCO capacity.
With the Minnesota National Guard and then became an officer, then retired, and she found her place in life. Public affairs officer out at the Minneapolis VA Health, because I think she was built for this. Her entire career is built around this position. But
Melanie Nelson, welcome.
Thanks, guys. Boy, both of these eyes just at me. I love it.
Yeah, this is it's so good to have you in here. You know, I got to have you on the show. We'll be playing that out later on. Of course, you coordinate so many different things, and we did the two remote shows. The wheelchair games was fantastic. I did just the ribbon cutting show, which we'll play out later, and I know there's been shows out at the actual medical center that Tom hosted.
For sure.
But another time, again, I said it before, but it's so important, this key partner. I mean, think about the doors that now have been opened when General Nash made that phone call to you.
Really, and the information that we're giving out to our listeners all over the state is, if you've got some kind of an issue that came from when you were serving in the military, Your first place you have to go to is a county veteran service officer. They'll file a claim. Veteran service organizations will help support the claim. Once it's approved, you get out to the Minneapolis VA healthcare system, one of the best in the country, and they'll take care of it. And Director Kelly has told us over and over, over 100 times on the show, it all fits together. County veteran service officers, the VA, the veteran service organizations, they're all there to help our veterans, and we've been showing our veterans how to access that care for 16 years.
Yeah. Now, Melanie, one of the things I'd like to know from you is, obviously, you're very competent, very capable. You've been in this business for a long time, starting, as Tom said, with the Minnesota National Guard as your time there as an NCO moving up. But, one, the Minneapolis VA is a very big entity.
It's the largest integrated healthcare system in the country.
Yeah. And so, you know, you put together a show usually at least once per month. But how do you kind of go through and prioritize what guest, what functional area, what topic should be covered? Because it seems to always make sense and aligns with maybe kind of like exactly where it should be.
Well, thank you. That's strategic public relations right there, Doug.
Here we go.
Well, there's always something going on during National Veteran Wheelchair Games time. Of course, we talked about that a lot as we needed we needed over 300 volunteers to pull that thing off. And when I first came into this position with the Minneapolis VA, it was almost 3 years ago now. And you might remember the PACT Act was huge.
Yeah, I sure
and
do.
As Tom is just mentioning, right, the biggest thing about the VA, and it's a huge push right now, is if you served, take a hot minute, check and see if you qualify for care, if you qualify for benefits.
You've earned it.
You've exactly. And there are, you know, some instances where perhaps you never deployed, perhaps you only served a very short time. You know, there's some instances where you don't get all of the different benefits, but so many times people just they just don't take a minute to look at it. And that's what we're really pushing now. And especially after that PACT Act that I was just referencing, that opened the doors to so many presumptive items.
Diseases.
If you served in Vietnam, there's no waiting in line to fill out a form. You can come to the VA.
Yeah.
There's 30 presumptive diseases.
Right.
And if you were on the ground in Vietnam like I was, you're eligible. But you still have to file a claim. You still have to get out there.
You do.
And I'm here to say today, if you get this done and you're eligible to get your health care from the Minneapolis VA Medical Center, you're going to get taken better care of than anywhere in the country. Mm. Your people out there, the volunteers, the doctors, the nurses, they're fabulous.
Thank you. And can I just say...
Of course you can.
Tom mentioned 1,000 volunteers, and we just heard General Sharkey speak. I got to tell you, so we have fantastic staff, but the volunteers are amazing. I love running into them every day. And one of them is just the best. She's on Wednesday morning shift. She's at the coffee cart in the flag atrium, and her name is Margaret Sharkey. And we have a Volunteer of the Month program. She won our Volunteer of the Month program.
Now, is there a relation there, Melanie?
There is a relation. Ah. Yes, there is. Her son is the commanding general of the 34th Infantry Division. So it's really small, this world that we live in, isn't it?
I was out there for treatment yesterday, and I saw her getting ready.
Did you get coffee?
No, I went up to see the dermatology, and those ladies beat me up. But they're nice ladies.
Yes.
They did a good job.
Well, the call to service is in the Sharkey family,
of
course. Melanie, we got like a minute here, and I'm just wondering, as you look over your last 3 years, is there anything in particular that really just stands out? Like, this was such a fun topic to bring up, or maybe it wasn't so fun but so important. Anything that really tugs at you?
Well, kind of like Austin, I love the action-packed ones where we're out and about. Those are always a lot of fun. But to your point, we did an interview, a couple of years ago now, and it was a female veteran, and our topic was pharmacy. But when I get the folks in my car and I drive them here to the studio, we talk back and forth. I learn a little bit more about than I did in our pre-interview back at the hospital. And I learned about her tour. She was there in the Desert Storm, Desert Shield, and she was there as they were making their way across.
Mm.
And the stories that she told me in that car were so real. I didn't serve back then. I was still in high school. I joined in 1992. So it was just so cool for me to hear her real life story. all the pharmacy stuff aside that she told us here on the radio. But that's why I really like it. Getting to know the people, getting to know the veterans.
It's a great use of time.
You're doing that every week.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. All right. Well, you know from being here show after show, Melanie, that we always got to take breaks.
Yep.
But we appreciate you being in and talking just a little bit. And we appreciate the partnership with the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. So
thank you.
Thanks,
yeah,
Mel.
You bet. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. Mr. Tom Lyons is in the studio, special co-host Tom, celebrating 850 shows, talking to producers. It's been kind of fun so far.
It's been a great trip down memory lane. And Doug, when we first started this, after I got the buy-in from General Nash, the next thing we had to do was go talk to the commissioner over at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And they were just changing. Little did we know that General Chalateau shortly would be the new commissioner of the MDVA, and of course, as soon as he was over there, they signed on so we could tell the story of all the great work that they do here in Minnesota for our veterans.
Yeah, and then when Chalateau decided to retire, he handed the reins off to a retired colonel from the Guard, Larry Herkey, and unfortunately, Larry Herkey passed away, and that led to the current commissioner, Brad Lindsay, and Brad Lindsay sent us a quick note as well.
Hello, it's Commissioner Brad Lindsay from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Congratulations to Minnesota Military Radio on reaching 850 episodes. That's an incredible milestone. Thank you for your dedication to our veteran community, and thank you for allowing me to be part of the journey. Here's to the next 850.
And thanks to the commissioner. And Tom, you know, we need to have an audience that are producers, an entity that supports us so we can reach our current service members, so that we can reach our veterans, which is extremely important. And we reach our veterans through providing what resources might be available to them through the VA Center, VA Medical Center, VBB or VBA, the Benefits Administration, the Cemetery Administration, and, of course, the MDVA, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs.
And we've had an opportunity every Memorial Day to do 3 hours live, courtesy of iHeartMedia, where we can celebrate all of those fantastic military members that gave their lives in honor of our country.
Another
shout-out
to iHeart.
Those are special, special shows.
Yeah, another great thing that they do for us. And, well, let's bring Rose in from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Rose Lambert, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
First time behind the microphone with us officially. You're here week after week bringing in different guests that you line up. And, Rose, you've only been in the position for a short amount of time. Is it even a year yet?
Just over a year.
Yeah. So what do you think so far?
Oh, I really honestly have to say I've had a long career, 20-some plus years in a variety of positions, mostly in MARCOM and film and TV. But really this job at MDVA has been one of my favorites because there's purpose behind what we do, the passion. I don't really have a deep military background. So this is just being part of it. It's opened my eyes to so many things. My dad was a veteran in the Korean War, but he made us go to visit, like literally made us as young kids for many years, made us go to visit our Uncle Joe, my great Uncle Joe at the Minneapolis Veteran Home. That it's just interesting looking back. That really set a lot of foundational kind of passion for now getting to serve veterans, and that's what I feel. I feel like I get to serve veterans in this role that I have as a comm strategist for the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs.
And yeah. Doug, you've explained to the listeners, there's the federal VA, and there's the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and they take care of the 287,000 or so veterans here in Minnesota, everything from soup to nuts. If they've got a problem, call 1-888-LINK-VET.
And there it is.
There it is.
Now, Rose, we only get you for, you know, like another minute and a half or whatever, and I'm just wondering, in your short time, just over a year, obviously being able to tell stories, share resources that the MDVA provides, connecting our veterans with these resources. But in your year, has there been anything that has been like, it's been pretty cool to be a part of?
Yeah, actually, the show. Honestly, I do have a film and TV background, and so my DNA is really in telling stories as well as marketing communications. So this is just another vehicle to get to tell stories. I do some writing for MDVA, but being able to connect with guests who Many of them serve our veterans, and a lot of the organizations who serve our veterans, and hearing from veterans, the stories that we hear, many producers have already mentioned it in these segments, that's impactful. That's what kind of keeps my fire lit, is just hearing these stories of veterans and knowing, just pushing out the message that, hey, there are services and things that you can tap into, and we honor you and we want to, you know, cherish you through telling stories.
And one of the ways that you share those stories is through a weekly publication as well that the MDVA puts out.
We have a few publications. We have a jobs bulletin. We have a weekly digest of, we call it the Friday Digest, that lists a lot of veterans events. And there's always some resources sprinkled into some of these publications, digital publications. We also have a monthly veterans newsletter as well. So there's lots of publications, lots of resources our veterans have access to.
Go to MinnesotaVeteran.org. They're going to get tons of information there. Rose,
yep.
Thanks for doing what you do.
Thank you.
And
Brad,
the MDVA works hand-in-hand with the County Veteran Service Officers. Once again, just like the VA, let's take care of our veterans that have earned some help.
And, Tom, we've got to talk to another entity that provides content on a regular basis. That's our Beyond the Yellow Ribbon Network person. So I know that on the phone with us right now is Christina Oxtra. Christina, are you there? All right, Christina, I am not hearing you, but we know that you're there. You were there. There you are. Nope.
Can you hear me?
There you are. Okay, see, this is just one of those things that happens. I only get you for a couple of minutes, Christina, and just want to say, you know, thank you for connecting us and sharing with all of our listeners the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon organizations, companies, entities we love. I love to support entities that support our service members, and you do a great job of bringing those entities into the fold.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. It's great to have the chance to show Minnesota and have them hear all these great communities and all these corporate partners that normally wouldn't have that opportunity to have a chance to say all the great things to that they do to support our military community. They do a fantastic job, and we certainly, the B2R program, would not be able to do what it do to support our community if it weren't for these generous people who do all of these things voluntarily.
Yeah, and Christina, like I said, I only get you for a very, very short amount of time, but I'm just wondering, you know, over the amount of time that you've been helping us on the show, being a producer on the show, what is your favorite part about bringing content to Minnesota Military Radio?
Being connected. Being connected to the community itself. Most of the time I'm behind a computer, so it's great to come out and be in the station and actually meet the people and hear their stories, not just from the BTYR side, but from the people that Rose works with and all the other people that other producers are working with, and just to connect and learn from that. As a veteran myself, it's such an honor to be part of the show and meet all of these people. I look forward to it every single time.
Yeah, well, it's fun to be able to interview those guests and hear from them about why they joined the community. And one of the things I found very interesting is that it's not because they're looking for some special recognition. It's about doing the right thing. It's the right thing for them to do to support our current serving members and those who have served inside their organizations.
Exactly. And we've had organizations thank you, like Believe Vet. They got who was on your show just recently, and Sam Daly, their founder, was getting emails from people who are reaching out to him and connecting with him thanks to your show.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. And Christina, we look forward to many more years and many more shows together, bringing these great Beyond the Yellow Ribbon entities, companies, corporations to Minnesota Military Radio.
It's an honor and a pleasure. Thanks to you and Tom.
Yeah, you bet. All right, Tom, so you and I get about a minute and 20 seconds here, but 850 shows.
850, and, you know, just a little flashback. Beyond the Yellow Ribbon was just getting off the ground when we started, and they were there to support the deployed service members and their families, and they brought in cities and businesses, and they brought in hundreds of them over the years. And all of those people come together to provide support for the families while our service members are deployed. What a great mission. And we've been able to tell those stories.
Yeah.
850 shows. We've told a lot of stories. We could talk for hours about it. But it was a great honor to be the founder and the primary host. It takes a village. There's a lot of people involved, from Zach and iHeart and the Minnesota National Guard, the MDVA, the VA, and there's more.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that you took over a couple years ago at your young age, Sergeant Major.
Yeah.
And
gives you a break.
Gives me a little break. Yeah. And I had Thursdays off, so now I'm working on a new mission with the Minnesota Veterans Pantry. But that's a story for another day.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me back on the show once in a while. I get a kick out of coming
back.
Great
to have you back here. And one of the persons that's been a big supporter is retired Lieutenant General John Jensen. And I traveled with him to Croatia on that Serving Our Troops mission, and he sent a shout-out, Tom. So I want to play that now.
Hey, gang. Lieutenant General retired John Jensen coming to you from Slunj, Croatia. I'm here as part of the Serving Our Troops recognition of the 30-year partnership between Croatia and the Minnesota National Guard. Hey, I just want to congratulate the whole Minnesota Military Radio team on 850 shows. I was very proud to be part of a few of those shows. And, you know, here's best to 850 more shows, and congratulations on your 850 already in the books. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, General Jensen, great to have him on the show. And to you all, before we end today's show, I do want to thank our producers for the hard work they bring to Minnesota Military Radio each week. Offer a special thank you to iHeartMedia for allowing us to use their resources to produce and distribute this show. We're also grateful to our broadcast partners for airing the program and helping us reach listeners across Minnesota and beyond. And thank you to founding host Tom Lyons for helping start it all. Thank you for joining us for this 850th show milestone. We're grateful to every listener, guest, and supporter who has helped us inform, honor, and connect Minnesota's military community. Help us carry the mission forward. Share the show with a veteran, a service member, family member, or a friend. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and send us feedback or guest ideas to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Click on Contact Us. I'm Doug Wortham, your host on Minnesota Military Radio. Have a productive week, and please take a moment to thank and honor those who have served and those who continue to serve and sacrifice so we can enjoy the liberty and freedom this great country has to offer.